Welcome to Geeky Live. Hello, everybody. I'm Frankie D. You are in Geeky Live. This is a podcast dedicated to you and me, geeks. Everything from movies, TV shows, hobbies, life, relationships, anything that talk about us, what we are, what we are going to be, this is for you. And I hope you join me every week, every Friday, an episode of Just Geeky Live. I hope you can say,
you had me at hello. You had me at hello.
If imaginary friends, John Kaczynski, who 5 years ago gave us the second part of one of the best thrillers in a long time, The Quiet Place, the first part, the second part, and now just get away from that and try to make a movie for his kids. And if imaginary friends is his portal to that, a family movie, a PG movie, and with Ryan Reynolds, Kelly Flanagan as a mini stars. Can that work? Well, a lot of people don't like this movie. Rotten Tomato right now is 50%, but the audience score is 86. Who's right? Who's wrong? I'm Frankie D, you and your reviews. My take on If, imaginary friends. John Kaczynski tried to get away from the horror movies, tried to get away from the, and it's a great director, but tried to do a movie, a family movie. And the trailers make it like a more a family comedy, a wannabe Pixar movie. And I think it succeeds in a lot of parts. It is a Pixar, a live action Pixar movie. It looks like that. The animation is insane. The characters of If, the imaginary friends, are one better than another one. My favorite, of course, the big guy, who Steve Carell, partner from The Office, doing the voice, which is absolutely great. And I like it when it's pretty silly. And it reminds you from Sully, one of the Pixar movies, you know. And you know what I'm talking about. But it's just lovable, funny, silly. And his name is Blue, even so he's purple. Why? Because a kid who had as an imaginary friend was a colorblind, so he couldn't figure it out what color was. And that alone, to me, is funny. The movie is an hour and 45 minutes. And really, that's what it tried to be. I think in the trailers, try to make it more a comedy, an animation movie coming alive, and more for little kids. But the problem with this movie is, really it's not for little kids. It's more for the little young adults and the older kids. The kids and you, like me, I'm a big kid. I'm gonna be 64, and you come to my apartment, I look like a 12-year-old live here, full of toys, posters of movies. I mean, really, it looked like a kid's apartment. And any kid in heart. And this is a movie for that kind of people, more the young people. I think they will not understand the value of imaginary friends, because that's what this movie tried to say. Yeah, it's important to try to have an imaginary friend when you're a kid, but it's more important, and sometimes they don't forget that friend when you're an adult. The voices from so many casts is insane. One of the late Lou Gossett Jr. who played the bear, and he had a great conversation, talk about life. I mean, like I say, this is a movie more for an adult with a kid in heart than more for the kid with a kid in heart. I mean, kids will understand, but I think sometimes they're going to be bored. I had a problem with this movie in the middle of the movie where it was a little bit of a musical. Cool, I like it with all the imaginary friends coming around, but to me it was a little bit too long. That is the only part that I have the problem. It's emotional, it's tender, it whip you up. My God, if you don't have a heart, don't go and see this movie, because this is a movie, they're going to make you weep. Everybody did. And it's a serious movie. more than a funny movie. There are funny moments, but it is a serious movie with a tragedy in time. She's gonna go back to New York. Her father, John Krasinski, who had a minimal part, having a heart operation. And she's living with her grandmother where they used to live when they were a kid. And that's a lot of memories coming alive. And she, one of the things, the important part of this movie is she always telling, you are not a kid. I'm not a kid. I'm 12. I'm a grown-up. And that's what she's missing. She's missing that part of her life. And then she starts seeing imaginary friends from other people. And the good part is, when the kids grow up and they just forget about the imaginary friends have to find somebody else who like them. Another kid. And that's what Ryan Reynolds helped him out to try to find kids to be imaginary friends. Does it remind me a little bit of Toy Story? A little bit. Like, you know, when you're growing up, the toys are just left alone. And then hopefully somebody else is going to come and play with them. This is a little bit like that. If you mix a little Pixar, and there we go, it's a little bit of Toy Story. A little bit. A tweak it. But I think the critics had no heart. They lost their soul. I don't know what they were watching. Because to me, it's a go, it must go, don't go. Absolutely, it must go. It's a beautiful movie, a movie to see it again. I don't say it's the best movie of the year. I don't say it's better than any Pixar great movie. But it's a good movie, it's a family movie, and it's a grown-up movie with a kid in heart and you. If you're a kid and you need that just remind you a little bit when you were a kid, this is a movie for you. This is a movie going to make you laugh, it's going to make you cry, and it's going to make you just want to see it again. I will. It's a must go, guys. I don't know what the heck the critics say, but the audience score is right on the money. It's 86, and to me, it's a must go, it's a must watch. I don't know what the box office is going to do this weekend. I think it's not going to do well because the critics kill it, but I hope the audience go and watch it. You agree with me? Give me a like. If you don't, you didn't like it, it was too sappy. It wasn't what I was looking for. Give me down. Until the next time, support your movie theater, support your TV show, support your video game, support my podcast. And don't forget, every review is in Geeky Life Podcast. And support me. Hit my Facebook Yoda and subscribe. My other reviews here. Until the next time, stay safe. Thank you. Ciao.